This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, October 4th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Human bird flu case in California. Hunger task force vetoed and dock workers suspend strike. California investigates possible human bird flu case. Officials are investigating a potential human case of bird flu in California. The state's Department of Public Health is working alongside the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, local health agencies, and CDFA on the situation. The individual had close contact with infected dairy cattle in the Central Valley and is only experiencing conjunctivitis. CDPH is coordinating with dairy producers to protect farm workers from contracting bird flu and is distributing personal protective equipment to local health departments. It recommends those possibly infected to monitor for symptoms 10 days after being exposed. Newsom vetoes hunger task force. Another victim of the budget deficit this year is a bill to create a CDFA task force on ending hunger. The 25-member group would have convened experts, stakeholders, and community leaders to craft a master plan for the legislature by 2027. The aim was to tackle the root causes of food insecurity and create sustainable solutions for the 10 million Californians facing hunger. The measure had gained the support of the Ahmed Alliance, along with more progressive groups like Community Alliance with Family Farmers and Pesticide Activists. Governor Gavin Newsom, however, saluted CDFA's efforts to increase access to healthy foods and argued AB 1961 would have expanded the department's scope too broadly. Bad air hits the valley. The air district for the San Joaquin Valley warning residents of bad air quality due to prolonged high temperatures. A strong high-pressure system is acting as a lid over the valley's geographic bowl, trapping ozone, fine particulate matter, and dust. The district is asking growers to protect public health by reducing or delaying activities that could make the situation worse. The Western Agricultural Processors Association is encouraging members to follow through on their request as the weather extends now into the weekend. The excess dust could push the basin into non-attainment for federal standards and lead to stricter regulations. Dairy Sustainability Summit sets a special 2025 meeting. The dairy industry added a farm-focused meeting to the California Dairy Sustainability Summit to be held in March of 2025. Hosted by Dairy Cares and sponsored by Farm Credit members, the summit will focus on water quality protection in addition to methane emission solutions. The one-day meeting will be held at the Visalia Convention Center and will discuss the new frontier of reductions through tools such as feed additives to reduce digestion-generated methane. Michael Bacador of Dairy Care's executive director said in a press release that the summit was organized after SB 1383 asked California's dairy sector to achieve 40% methane emission reduction by 2030. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Port strike ends as two sides tentatively agree on wages. East Coast dock workers agreed to end their two-day strike after coming to a tentative agreement on wages with the United States Maritime Alliance, the International Longshoremen's Association, and USMX in a joint statement yesterday. The Wall Street Journal, which first reported the news of the agreement, said the breakthrough came when USMX offered a 62% wage increase over 6 years. The employers group had made a 50% offer earlier. The two sides have extended their current contract and will keep negotiating until January 15 to finalize a new one. They still have to come to an agreement on difficult issues like automation and container royalties. EPA denial of CAFO petition justified, appeals court says. EPA's denial of a petition last year seeking new regulations for concentrated animal feeding operations was reasonable, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has found. EPA has deemed it prudent to first seek information about how best to tackle the problem before directing resources toward new rulemaking, the court said in an unpublished six-page opinion. Those justifications are reasonable and hardly at odds with the Clean Water Act requirements. Food and Water Watch and a dozen other groups petitioned EPA in 2017 to begin a rulemaking to strengthen its CAFO regulations, but the three-judge panel said even though EPA's acknowledged the serious problems of CAFO-based waste discharges into the U.S. waterways, it has enough for the agency to gather data and appoint a stakeholders panel. Food and Water Watch attorney Emily Miller told the judges at oral argument last month that the petitioner simply wanted the court to order EPA to reconsider its denial. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Warren goes after Deer on right to repair. Senator Elizabeth Warren, the Massachusetts Democrat, is accusing farm equipment manufacturer John Deere of potential Clean Air Act violations, alleging the company, quote, continues to intentionally omit information about repair rights from its manuals. In a letter to John Deere CEO John May, Warren also criticized a software tool aimed at increasing farmers' abilities to diagnose and fix equipment on their own. Deere declined to comment on Warren's letter. Bill would require FSA to set up pre-approval loan process for new and young farmers. Three Senate Agriculture Committee members have introduced a bill to help new and young farmers have access to capital. Legislation backed by Senators Peter Welch of Vermont, John Hovind of North Dakota, and Tina Welch of Minnesota would direct the Farm Service Agency to create a pilot program to establish a pre-approval process for FSA direct ownership loans. Having a pre-approved FSA loan will enable farmers, including young and beginning producers, to act quickly when farmland becomes available and make them more competitive in the real estate market, Hovind said. Well, here's today's final word. I encourage all growers to make their voices heard. That Jason Cole, chair of the California Avocado Commission, who is raising alarms over USDA's decision to pull its inspectors from Mexico and rely on local officials instead. He worried about the potential for pest infestations devastating domestic orchards. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, October 4th, brought to you by Robbo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.